Chapter 7. Lead by Empowering. A Vanguard Makes Mobilizing the Ambition. Pioneer by empowering others instead of seeking to gain power and titles of your own. Many view leadership as pursuing personal ambition and acquiring titles rather than mobilizing others as Christ's vanguard. Consider this example. An elementary school teacher who is an Urban Discovery Ministries board member accepted Christ as a high school student in our outreach. I enjoyed visiting with her father during her teen years and probably impressed him somehow. Before he passed away, and whenever we talked, he asked me if I had acquired my own church yet. Meant as a compliment from his understanding of how some pastors operate, he assumed I desired my own large church in a big building. Although I tried to explain that my missionary role focused on empowering other leaders to govern ministries, her father could not comprehend my objective. Whenever I replied that I had not come into possession of a church, he thought it necessary to console and encourage me. Her father assured me each time that I would eventually receive a large, prestigious church. In contrast, my leadership objectives focus on pioneering missionary structures that empower others to lead. This chapter elevates the vanguard leader's role of mobilizing missionaries through empowerment instead of hungering for status, buildings, or titles. This would require sacrificing hard-earned rights, status, and the power, which African Americans have long been denied. Almost the whole world would advise black leaders to remain in offices gained. Most black church structures recommend remaining in their positions of power to bring change rather than serve as missionaries who empower others to lead. How can you mobilize as a vanguard leader from the front of a movement if you pursue titles and governing positions at home? How will you pull others into the missions field behind you if you remain stationary in the United States? Yet, the past struggle to govern at home will demobilize you for missions until you surrender this right to hold titled positions at home. Will you instead leave the right to rule behind to other capable leaders and go overseas under Christ's authority? Will you go to sacrificially empower leaders in other countries to govern their own ministries? Vanguards revolutionize ministry ambitions by empowering others rather than trying to selfishly hoard the authority to govern. Christ's commission, in effect, asks Christian leaders to voluntarily surrender their privileges to govern in their churches. Missionaries, for the gospel's sake, leave the power of church government to others at home. They travel overseas to equip and empower leaders in other countries to govern their churches there. Church systems based on ambition to govern at home, with the power and more certain income it brings, demobilize African Americans from service in world missions. We call Christ's last command the Great Commission for a reason. A commission means someone gives power and authority to another to complete a task. Our Lord's commission is great because He first received from the Father all authority in heaven and earth. He delegates power to you to complete His mission of making disciples of all nations. Also, He backs your authority to accomplish this task with His promised presence. Make empowerment your ambition. This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. 1 Timothy 3:1. But reject the assumption that wielding power in such an office must be the aim and ceiling for your ambition. Christ's authority given by His commission provides greater power and privilege. You may win future bishops for Him worldwide, empower them through discipleship, and appoint them as servant leaders. Make becoming a spiritually powerful global bishop-maker your highest ambition. It is well known that generations of African-American leaders struggled against white discrimination to win or preserve the right to govern in politics and churches. With some exceptions, white Christians denied African-Americans the authority to lead in white-controlled churches and denominations. This discrimination instigated the racial divide between white and black churches and mission agencies. This divide created systematic demobilizing issues for African Americans. Be careful to recognize demobilizing structures that are founded on ambitions to govern churches at home, which may deter you from fulfilling Christ's commission. Ephesians 4:11 makes no mention of race, authority, or power when describing Christ-given church leadership. Quote, "And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, End quote. He gives gifted men without race preferences to equip believers for works of service. Understanding this passage provides crucial insights into how local churches should also mobilize missions leaders. It also attracts much controversy. Verse 11 either mobilizes or demobilizes leaders for world missions, depending on how it is applied. As probably anticipated, I conclude that many African American churches demobilize young leaders by interpreting this Bible verse to make governing and titles their primary ambitions. Let me first affirm the importance of African American leadership for governing churches and in missions. I am calling for more African American Christian leaders to step up to the point of becoming vanguards of Christ's mission. Yet, I am also addressing the reasons why black church structures fail to send leaders to serve as career missionaries overseas. Reasons traditional church structures demobilize. I believe that white Christians started a demobilizing problem for African Americans by racially discriminating against black Christian leaders throughout our country's history. African Americans achieved the right to govern in the separate black church. White politicians, white church leaders, and white missionaries historically denied people of African descent the right to govern anywhere else. Much of the black-white racial divide that remains today in ministries resulted from the lack of opportunity for African Americans to govern in churches controlled by whites after slavery ended. Whereas in Ephesians 4:11, Jesus gives gifted biblical leadership to the church without regard to race. White and black churches maintain the status quo racial discrimination that whites originally implemented and enforced. African Americans and African churches answered white Christian discrimination with black Christian discrimination. Black power thinking increased this divide. African Americans and African church leaders replaced white leaders with black leaders in their churches, colleges, mission societies, and ministries, wherever black Christians were being governed. The right to govern became one of the greatest causes of the African American struggle for equality. Black power's influence on many African American church leaders during this struggle, in effect, undermined Ephesians 4:11's teaching that recognize Christ-given gifted leaders without regard to race. So now our racially discriminating Christian churches and missions organizations come from separated white governed systems and black governed systems. We call these two-tiered divided systems the white church and the black church. As you know, this division contradicts the Bible's teaching that we all are baptized into one spiritual body by one Spirit. Our racially divided systems worry about governance power, but obviously remain spiritually powerless to evangelize the world effectively. Consider now the African American side of the racial divide. When applying Ephesians 4:11, the black struggle for the right to govern somehow creates structures that conflict with Christ's mandate to surrender that right and go to all nations. Christ's commission, I repeat for emphasis, requires some leaders to leave the church governance to other gifted ones and go overseas to equip Christ-given leaders in other countries. Missions, done biblically, empower leaders in other countries with the authority to govern their own churches. Missionaries make disciples under Christ's authority and through the power of His presence, but they give away to others the right to govern churches. African American students deserve to know that black churches generally use Ephesians 4:11 to create a hierarchy of church offices. Like whites, many racially discriminate when appointing leaders for these offices. In addition, ambition to govern in these offices demobilizes many for the Great Commission. Many African American Christian leaders focus on filling leadership offices for the purpose of ruling their churches. These offices usually come with salaries and prestige. Popular church or denominational offices today include apostles, bishops, pastors, ministers, elders, deacons, armor bearers, prophets, evangelists, missionaries, and teachers. I listed them in the usual hierarchical order of authority that churches might utilize, depending on their denomination's policies. Never mind that some appoint leaders to all of these offices instead of the four possibilities of Ephesians 4:11. As a vanguard of Christ's commission, you should be concerned that many African American churches make filling these offices their priority, rather than mobilizing leaders for world missions. The loss of missions leadership comes about, in my opinion, when potential leaders aim only to rule, and perhaps to become employed, in these offices. With their focus on home ministries, Christ-given leaders back up in these churches' systems with nowhere left to lead. Often then, potential leaders establish new churches to govern, instead of aiming to serve overseas. In turn, they lose Christ's mandate for the world in their struggle to govern locally. They establish many churches in the U.S., but African American church planting missionaries remain absent overseas. Reject the prosperity theology embraced by more African American church leaders today. Preaching prosperity theology usually fuels more rapid church growth among people seeking financial blessings by giving their tithes. This teaching creates opportunities for prospective church leaders to move up the hierarchy of offices with increased authority and financial bases. Emphasizing selfish materialism and holding leaders at home allows prosperity theology to move African Americans in the opposite direction of Christ's mandate to sacrificially disciple all nations. Leaders teaching prosperity theology financially benefit and increase their abilities to govern. They receive financial and political benefits by preaching prosperity theology while filling paid church offices. Regardless of how Ephesians 4:11 is used, 4:12 clearly gives the purpose of Christ-given leadership. Quote, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, either as leadership roles or offices, whichever interpretation one chooses for this verse, Christ gives them the responsibility to build up the body of Christ by equipping members for works of service." So Christ gives gifted leaders to equip and mobilize saints, not to rule over them. Each one of these kinds of leaders equips believers under the premise that all members are sent on Christ's global mission. Resist the temptation to focus on titles and authoritarian hierarchies in your student-led campus ministries, which can easily undermine your mobilizing impact on campus. I heard about a campus ministry at a historical black university that self-destructed this way. Value unchurched unbelievers. Millions of potential laborers for Christ exist who have not been disoriented by present church and ministry structures because they come with little or no church backgrounds. Although the unchurched do not know Christ yet, have never experienced discipleship, or have no knowledge of His Great Commission, their advantage comes from their disconnection from demobilizing structures. Ironically, the unbelieving unchurched possess potential as missionaries because they remain free from the structures that would demobilize them after their conversions. Those whom the church systems overlook may become the soldiers for your spiritual revolution once they accept Christ through your witness. No one represents the unchurched or speaks on their behalf, so no one makes them stop and debate racial and power issues. Set new believers into motion through intense discipleship and new churches outside of existing systems. I challenge you to establish new churches and ministries with built-in structures that start mobilizing people from the time of their conversions. Disciple and equip them with transformative leadership that sends them as vanguards of Christ's commission, so they choose structures for their lives and ministries that make discipleship of all nations their priority. Then your revolution will come. The uprising starts with transforming and empowering one disciple at a time, but God's plan of evangelism grows exponentially in mobilizing structures. Value the potential in people from low-income backgrounds. In your vanguard leadership, make mobilizing families from low-income backgrounds a high priority. Since the beginning of modern missions more than 250 years ago, black and white Christians put pressure on the black middle class to perform like messiahs to uplift the black lower class and save Africa. This limited uplift ideology enabled whites to maintain segregated status quo mission structures. Uplift gave them reasons to conclude that few African Americans are qualified for missionary service. They could also blame blacks for their absence in missions by expecting them to mobilize themselves separately. Since most white people do not notice much difference between the black middle and lower classes, they often do not recognize how class structures impact black mobilization. For example, whites might expect black middle-class missionaries to relate well with black people of lower socioeconomic classes only because they have the same skin color. Also, they fail to notice if middle-class African Americans have negative attitudes about people with low incomes of other races, like international immigrants or whites. Broadly speaking, most black and white Christians do not see potential in the black lower class to serve as missionaries. This perspective means that African Americans with low-income backgrounds are not being effectively discipled because almost no one challenges them to fulfill Christ's global mission. In addition, since whites tend to negatively stereotype blacks as a group, most see little missions potential in middle-class African Americans as well. Find ways to empower people from low-income backgrounds with Bible and discipleship training without requiring them to acquire middle-class status and values. I will go out on a limb to say that Lecrae was feeling this need in his song, Beautiful Feet. Quote, "But then he gets saved and want to preach Christ. They make him change his whole culture and whole way of life. He gotta get him a bachelor's, wear a suit and tie, go to seminary. By then all his boys will die. Jesus came to invade culture out of Nazareth and used a couple fishermen who people saw as hazardous. The feet are beautiful if only they'd go. If ain't nobody in hood preaching, how will they know? Eric is better used taught truths in his context. Somebody please plant a church in his projects." End quote. Your Vanguard leadership role of mobilizing missionaries through empowerment will require a life of faith and sacrifice. Yet, Jesus does not measure Vanguard greatness by how highly a leader rises in office or the size of his church building. Instead, your Vanguard's honor will come when the masses mobilize, the uprising spreads, and the leaders you pulled up magnify Christ's great fame worldwide. Fulfill your missionary objective through empowerment, and you will never regret moving beyond traditional leadership structures. May your leadership legacy bring you high eternal status with God for empowering those who spread the gospel of salvation to thousands around the globe. The next chapter challenges you to take aim at the right targets and mobilize this mission's force strategically.